Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Questions for Aaron?
Most obvious. How you feel right now?
Oh, man. This is crazy. I try to hold back some tears, man. Chest start getting a little warm. You know, eyes start watering. But, I never would have thought this would even be possible for me to even give back and do something like this. But, you can't put it in words, really. You know, it's just crazy. It's a blessing, man, and I'm just on it. You know, I'm really on it.
Aaron, who impacted you the most while you were here at Pitt?
Well, I feel like a little bit everybody. You know, you had guys like Coach Junk that been here forever. I had Wonstead and Coach Kachusko took a chance on me. Was there with Graham a year and worked with Coach Chris and Coach Noakes and them guys. But no, it been a little bit of everybody that helped me get to this point and push me and help me to, mold me to who I am. You know, Wayne Brown, guy I've been trained with since high school. He always pushed me, always got me better, had me in the best shape of my life always. So, when you got good people around you, man, good things come out of that, so.
You're mostly a self-motivator. Where did that come from?
Just my dad, my family, always, had a work ethic from just watching my dad and my brother do it. And, it just came to me and I just ran with it, just seeing the body at work, putting the body at work and seeing what happened from just working hard, and just got addicted to it. So.
Because you weren't highly recruited, you come here maybe with a chip on your shoulder?
People always ask me that. I wouldn't say that. I just played. People always said something. I just said in my head, I must not be good enough. So I just got to keep getting better. So that's my mindset. And it wasn't because I'm going to show them. I just say, I must ain't did enough. So I just got to get myself better. And that's how my mindset always been. So. I love Pittsburgh. This is where I'm born and raised at, great university. They allowed me to train here and, use everything just like if I was still here playing with them. So, this is where I'm comfortable at. This is where it all started. This is, this is what keeps you grounded, keep you going, keep you pushing. And, this is home. So.
What's it like to see your name on that building?
It's crazy. It's surreal. I would have never thought in a million years that my name would be on anything like this. So, to see that and see it now, I really can't put it in words.
Are you still
what do you hope Pitt can accomplish with this gift you've given them?
They're going to just keep doing what they've been doing, just keep getting better. I always watch from afar. Feel like I love what Coach Dews is doing with this program, and, going to keep getting better and better. So I'm just excited to keep seeing them grow.
Are you still going to text to the coaches and ask if you can come
here and train? Making sure that I ain't in the way or anything, and making sure it's okay for me to, train and ain't going to be messing nothing up with what they're doing. So, I still check in.
What from Pitt has stayed with you throughout your career in the NFL? Like, is there one thing you can point to?
I can't just point at one thing because it's multiple things. Just, how to carry yourself on and off the field, how to become, because it's not always about football. We're on a platform. Kids look up to us, and it's in the way we carry ourselves, that's they're going to imitate that. So, it's a lot of things that go into that.
When you're in high school and practice in a place like the Freilich Center, there's a guy that gave back to your high school. Is that sort of where the seeds of this kind of philanthropy started with you?
You could say that, because, Freilich, he used to always contact me and keep in contact with me and just to check up on me, and he always talked to me about, the platform I'm on, and one day when I got the opportunity to give back, if I want to do that. So, to see him do it and him talk to me and motivate me to do things and do great things like this, I'm just honored and blessed to have the opportunity to do it.
Aaron, you're a pretty young guy. It's probably not the usual time of your life to be thinking about things like a legacy, but your name on the side of the building is pretty permanent. Is that?
That's leaving a legacy behind. When it's all said and done, when I'm no longer around, no longer, doing anything, you're leaving a legacy behind that's going to be there forever. There's going to be one day when it's 20 years down the road, 15, whatever it is, they gonna see that name and be like, "Who's that?" and then see the history of it, and that's the thing that make you proud. So.
LA is full of beautiful people and glamorous people and movie stars. How do you fit in that lifestyle?
I don't know. I'm just a guy. I'm a good looking guy too, so that, I guess that's good.
You know, we had to talk about the sort of meaning of the symbols and the feelings that come with seeing your name on the side of the building like this. I mean, how much more does it mean being from here, having family here, having kids who are able to see this and see you?
That mean everything. You know, like you said, this is home to me. You know, this is the school that I watched on TV as a kid and I dreamed about playing for. So for it to be here at my hometown, at a university that I grew up cheering for and wanting to play for and coming full circle how I did, you know, it's like you can't write that story no better than that, honestly. So I'm just going to continue to work, continue to get myself better, and hopefully keep doing a lot of great things, if not more, if not better. So just going to keep pushing myself. So.
You must look like you can't believe this is happening.
I really don't. I'm not just talking just to make myself sound good. This is crazy to me. So.
What did Coach Gattuso tell you when he was recruiting you? What kind of things did he say could happen here?
Well, you know, they had Mick Williams at the time. That was a similar, you know, body type. So they always wanted me to be the next Mick, you know. So they believed in me. You know, a lot of people said things and wanted me to gain weight or things like that. But they just wanted me to come and be me. That was the best thing. You see Coach Wanstead, you know, you look up, he's tall, he walk into your house, and Coach Gattuso walk in, and they just talk about, you know, how good of a player he is and how they believe in you. You know, like I said, this is my dream school. So to hear that from guys that I see on TV and that I grew up watching, you know, committing to the University of Pittsburgh was really a no-brainer for me. So.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.